You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God.
I woke up, then I logged in to that Urban X where they be flexing with that blog in. Put it down, cause my little homie called in. Had to bail him out, he in trouble with the law again. Black skin can't win in the white world. Seen a brother kill his own kid for that white girl. We ain't wanna go to school, but we had to. Every February, it was scary in them classrooms. Shimmy y'all, shimmy yay. Old dirty bastards can't own dirty slaves, so they own dirty masters. Black Dot found a pot as a youngin', broke it down for his son, and now he serve it to the masses.
Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God.
Peace, peace. Welcome, welcome back to another episode of the Urban X Podcast. We're your host. I'm Malcolm. This is the artist formerly known as the Black Dad. We're here with you guys in the building. What's good?
In the flesh. We are here.
What's good?
On a Super Monday.
Super Monday, yes. Yes, it is.
You know, attendance is always, people call out sick. It's almost like a holiday.
I was actually happy that they suspended Alton Scott Parking today.
Yeah, I did, but I think that was because of the president.
Oh.
Because this next week, I think, is President's Day. George Washington and Lincoln, they celebrate them together now.
But why today, then?
Because, actually, I think it's Lincoln's birthday today.
Oh.
And next week, I think, is Washington, or vice versa.
Okay.
So they just give you free parking.
Gotcha.
And this is why the All-Star Weekend, I believe, is Sunday.
Oh.
And then they have the comedy shows, and, you know, so you're off Monday. I think. Don't quote me on all that stuff.
Okay.
Because, you know, I'm only a 30% accurate individual.
All right. Hope everybody had an amazing weekend. How was your weekend?
Weekend was great, man. You know, watched some football.
Watching football. Sorry for being late for the live watchers right now.
Yeah, yeah. We, you know, we were having a hangover.
Had to do some stuff. Had to handle some stuff.
Yeah.
But we're here. We are here.
We are here in the building, in the fresh. side note, later on this evening, Katina Washington will be live with us. Entrepreneur extraordinaire.
She's one of our first Urban Excellence stories.
One of our first Urban Excellence stories.
All right.
And so that will be later on tonight. And then tomorrow, Dr. Phil Valentine will give you an extra treat.
We're busy. We're busy.
And then Wednesday, Goofy Times.
Oh, yeah.
Day.
That didn't do nothing. What did you just do? Ah, okay.
It's back.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Maybe, Mama Dot, maybe we should just go out and annoy them young couples. Just be bothering them and say, like, what's wrong with y'all? You know, what are y'all doing?
That sound like haters.
We should be out there hating people.
That's what that sound like. All right, so, also, we have 28 for 28 happening. Well, 29 for 29.
29 for 29 is happening.
29 for 29 is happening.
And it's starting to pick up its momentum.
Yes.
We thank you for the continued continued support.
Yes.
I'm looking at an Ashe hat right now. It's
fire.
Fire.
Somebody ordered it. They got to go
Somebody
out.
Somebody ordered that.
How come they ain't go out?
That's got to go out.
Shipping and handling department, we gotta make sure, you know, everything is running right.
That's what shipping and handling is.
Make sure everything is running tight over here.
Absolutely.
But thank you. ShopUrbanX.com. $29 or 29% off the entire site. So go check that out.
Go check that out.
The membership, UrbanX membership, 7 days free. We had Super Bowl breakdown by Ania Sora. We called that correctly.
Yes.
That's in there. Go check that out. You can win yourself some money.
And you know something? We may even have him do a post one. You know what I mean? And kind of wrap it all up for us.
Could have won yourself some money.
Huh?
I said some could have won yourself some money.
Yeah, could have won yourself some bread. A lot of symbolism going on as we speak about the Super Bowl, which we will. And so we didn't have a big, normal, big blowout.
Yeah.
But it was good to see Marcus come through.
Yep.
You came through, Eli, out of city, the normal suspects. And, you know, I will say it was an entertaining game.
Yeah.
Any game that goes into overtime for the Super Bowl
true,
is entertaining because it keeps both parties at the edge of their seat.
This is what I'll say, though. I saw the game with a completely new set of eyes this year than I have in previous Super Bowls.
Fair enough.
You know what I'm saying? Like, just like certain moments, I'm just like, I was just caught on, like I was calling wrestling matches, like certain spots.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's happening. This is going to happen next.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just me.
So let's do a roll call and then we can get into that.
Dad, you got your white castle? He absolutely did.
I judged
the entire time.
I absolutely did. I bought a couple of stacks.
I judged the entire time. I was just like, what are we doing here?
The cool
here?
Thing about them burgers, they come right back out. They don't waste no time.
It's gross,
they don't die. They don't, you know what I'm saying, sit there and marinate and become a part of your system. It's like they know they're foreign to your system.
Yes.
So they go in and right back out.
Girl, I was looking at y'all like, what?
Yeah, in and right back out. That's the cool thing
and
about
everybody
that.
Everybody got three or four in their head.
Yeah. That's our annual ritual.
Disgusting.
Only on, you know.
I'll give you that, though.
So yeah, only on the Super Bowl, we bring that through.
So let's do a quick roll call before that be in our comments.
Yeah.
He
get mad and be like, yo, the show starts at 9:42. He started breaking shit down.
Shout out to him.
Austin, Texas in the building.
Jacksonville, Florida was good. Bahamas.
G's in the building.
Bahamas was
Roll
good.
Roll Tide. Okay, Oakland in the building.
Wisconsin, Madison, Wisconsin was good.
Florida by way of Washington Heights.
L.A.
Heights in the building.
What's
Springfield,
good?
Massachusetts.
Johns Island, South Carolina.
Bodymore. B-more in the building.
What's
Atlanta
good?
Here.
D.C.
Atlanta, stay here. Montrose, VA in the building.
Durham, North Carolina, what's good?
Durham in the building. Atlanta here again. North Cackalack. Okay?
Did you say Australia?
Yeah. North Cackalack, yeah.
Melbourne, Australia. Wow.
Lounge down under.
All right.
Hey, Mike. Yeah, I like it.
That was terrible.
That's not terrible, Mike.
That was terrible. I don't know if that's from
Mike. That's from down there.
I don't know where that's from. That's
Mike,
terrible.
For the morning to you, Mike.
Watts, what's good? Watts up?
Watts, what's good? Texas.
Savannah, Georgia, New Orleans. Mardi Gras. Oh, Mardi Gras.
Oh, Mardi Gras starts tomorrow.
Mardi Gras, y'all gonna be out there.
Ooh.
BK in the building, Philly.
Ooh.
Springfield, Massachusetts, Chicago, low end, what's good?
Do ladies still, for the beads?
Like, keep something. You're like, yeah, we used to be a proper country. Like, keep something alive.
So if I give you the beads, the ladies,
hope so.
Because I'd be disappointed if I bought all them beads.
I would hope so. Man. We got to keep some recipes. You know what I'm saying?
But not that has to be because chicks will show you their tatas for nothing.
Let alone
beads.
We got the Freaknik dot coming out.
Ooh,
March 21st.
Ooh,
that's coming now.
Yeah, some of you moms better.
That's coming out.
You'd hate to be a kid.
I just saw a bead of sweat come down from mom and dad's head.
Ooh, shit, goddammit. Hate to be popped that in with your boys and be like, is that my mom? Busting it open too. Wow. Oh my God. Oh, I'd be so traumatized. The cut this shit off. That's the problem with this game. Y'all watching my TV.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I'd be traumatized like a mug.
Yeah, so that's what we're going to see.
Yeah.
We going to see.
We going to see. And now these same women are executives at major companies and they run podcasts.
Listen, if your mom tries to hold a family meeting in the next couple of weeks, it's to try to soften the blow.
It's to try to soften the landing.
It's to try to soften the blow, yeah.
It's going to be a little something for you, bro.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
All right, so let's get into some stuff, man.
Let's get into it.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So, yesterday, Super Bowl 58.
Super Bowl 58.
Went how I think a lot of people thought it was going to go.
Yeah, I mean, I gave a smidgen of hope that because of the ritual aspect, because there's two warring factions, that the 49ers would get the job done. But in the end, this went as scripted.
Yeah, and this is the only reason why it's a little annoying, because everybody said from the first game that Taylor Swift showed up and they kept putting the camera on her, they said, oh, this is a wrap.
It's a wrap.
It was from week one. If you can think back all the way to week one of the season, and when the announcers kept talking about Taylor Swift and they kept putting the camera there and they kept making that a story. So that was the thing. The game itself, what do you think about the game itself?
I thought the game was competitive. I thought it was a pretty good game. A lot of fluff that we'll talk about opening with the... I didn't really dig Andrea Day's...
Me neither.
Rendition of Lift Every Voice. Because to me, that's a song, we only have one.
You get what I'm saying? Like, I don't need the creative license.
Who can at least don't get creative with that, because now I'm extra confused.
Yeah, I didn't know what she was breaking.
She was going to take it up a notch, bring it down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, just keep it where it is so it can be enforced in our heads for those of us who know the song, because she had this long pause. Then the shit elevated into like a little gospel-y thing, and then she brought it back. I'm like, slow down.
Yeah.
And so, but they did that when people were entering the arena.
Yeah. They was online.
Getting in. Like, what the hell is going on out there and shit? And then your man Post Malone. This dude is weird.
Yeah.
I did not know he was that weird, because he had a few slaps that I used to listen to. And now y'all telling me he a country star.
Yeah, that was the beef a lot of people had with him, because they said, oh, well, you used hip-hop to kind of get in, and then you kind of dumped it.
And then you went over to you.
But the argument was, a lot of people saying he's always been that. Those songs just popped.
Okay, well.
He's always been the beer drinking, dirty white boy.
Follow him would know. But he gave a piano rendition of...
America the Beautiful.
America the Beautiful.
Yeah.
And he looks very weird. Among other things, but country music is going to be the theme.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. I got to get me a big old cowboy hat. Get that thing started.
Stop playing.
Okay, and then we, we get to the national anthem, blah, 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 which was Reba McEntire. They couldn't have the Jets fly over, for obvious reasons. And if they had flown over at that point, it could be a disaster. But after that, we get to a game.
Yes.
We get to a pretty decent football game.
Yeah, and defensive, I like defensive games anyway, so I thought that was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Once the second half came in, and we'll talk about the halftime show, but once the second half came in, that's when the game always starts to open up. People get tired.
Because it's a long, drawn-out game.
Yeah.
And that long halftime.
Yeah.
You
get cold.
Kicks in.
Yeah, you get cold.
Because you're a creature of habit. And so football players know the halftime is 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
We go in, get some water, restrap my ankle, and we back out. But this is a long 35-minute. Mm-hmm. Then they got to clear the field. And so for an older guy, atrophy can kick in.
Yeah.
But then it really boils down to execution in the second half. And I just kind of felt if Patrick Mahomes was going to have the ball last, that they were going to win.
Yeah.
And that's what happened in the long haul.
Watching him, it bothers me how good he is at football. Like, it just seems like everybody's going in slow motion, and he's just, he sees it happening in slow motion, and he's the only one kind of just...
To me, it was the Michael Jordan effect.
Okay.
In terms of when Michael was in his prime... Yeah.
Like, it's just like nothing you can do with
it. It's nothing you can do. You're at my mercy. I can hit the fadeaway. My footwork is excellent. I can body you, go above you, around you. Yeah. And so It's one of those things where he's figured out. Because remember, he threw for 50 touchdowns and 5,000 yards without understanding the playbook.
Mm-hmm.
He was just a natural talent. Now he's coming into understanding temperament, time of the game. The game is long. The longer it went on, I worried about Purdy.
Yeah.
Because he hadn't been here before. Of course, Mahomes had. And then when that overtime happened and they decided to receive the ball, which at first, I'll admit, I thought it was a good idea because I said the Kansas City Chiefs defense is probably fatigued, but you didn't get a touchdown.
Yeah.
And I knew it was over. Yeah. I knew once at that point, because like, now you're in four down territory for the ladies, you know, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
We, you know what I mean? Yeah. And you give Mahomes the ball in four down territory, you're going to lose.
Yeah.
And Kelsey was pissed. You seen that shit he did to his coach?
Yeah, if that was a black player.
Oh, they would be hammering him today. Right. Look at this thug, not appreciative of the opportunity, thinking about himself, the selfishness, because they needed a moment. I'm not going to lie. The Super Bowl needed him to score a touchdown and for them to zoom up at Taylor Swift.
And Ice Spice with the upside down cross.
I saw the upside down cross.
Ice Spice. What the hell is Ice Spice?
And well, she had that red hair. Remember, this theme is about red. And so they were using her to me as a Goyim in that energy field and things of that nature. And so they didn't get that moment. They tried.
Yeah, they were trying.
One dude was wide open in regulation.
Yeah.
And he came to the side and I was, dude, I'm wide. They do it to Kelsey trying to get that touchdown. I'm surprised they didn't throw it to him in overtime to get that touchdown so they can have that moment. And so that's all the theatrics that go with that kind of stuff. And then, so I wasn't surprised afterwards, you know, in terms of all the other stuff I saw.
The ending felt like really anticlimactic for me anyway.
Yeah. I knew once they was driving, I was going to win.
This is over.
And so, but we had some fun in the house because we had the house split down the middle. We had some 49ers fans and we had some Chiefs fans. And so that aspect, I use that word loose
hands.
You know what I mean? And so, that's how that broke down. And it's weird because Harding, who scored the touchdown, remember, he was with the Jets when the season started.
Oh, yes.
And that psychic came in during Hard Knocks.
Oh.
And he asked him, he said, who's going to be, he asked Harding, who's going to be in the Super Bowl? He said, the Jets and the 49ers. He said, what's going to be the score? He said, Jets 31, 49ers 21.
Mm-hmm.
And when he pulled the thing, it was exactly what he said. I don't know how these psychics do it. Don't ask.
Hmm.
Right? Then he wound up going to the Chiefs.
Wait, he said the Jets was going to be in the Super Bowl?
He was with the Jets at the time, Harding.
Oh, okay.
Remember, he got released by the Jets, and the Chiefs picked him back up.
Oh.
He started the season with the Jets.
Yeah.
In Hard Knocks, the psychic came in and said, what two teams, you know?
He said the Jets was going to be in the Super Bowl.
He said the Jets and the 49ers were going to be in the Super Bowl, and he gave him the exact score. When homie pulled the goddamn card, it was exactly what he said. Jets 31. At this time, we thought Aaron Rodgers was going to be in there, boom, boom. He wound up getting released by the Jets and goes to the Chiefs, and now the Chiefs are in against who?
The 49ers.
The 49ers. It's just kind of weird.
He scores the game winner. That is interesting.
Quagmire stuff that goes on with that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and then this year, again, this year was the first time like everybody had the word script in their mouths when they're talking about this season. Everybody. Even at the beginning of the season, they ran with that promo about the script writers and stuff like that. So it just felt like very on the nose this year. And that's why I just couldn't see the game as...
And Grumpy Man, you're right. It was a lot of 33s going on. Mahomes threw 33 passes. This is his third Super Bowl, winning his third MVP. The address was, he threw for 333 yards. The address of the arena is 3333.
Oh, okay.
So a lot of, symbology and things went on with that. And that's just the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I'm pretty sure now we can kind of get to the halftime.
Oh, yeah. So this halftime, Usher performed.
To me, it was the best halftime I've seen.
Yeah, he smoked that.
And that's just... From a fan's perspective, I'm not going to get into the esoteric shit yet, But just from a fan's perspective, watching his performance, I ain't seen no silly white people that he brought out to try to appease people. He really did the goddamn thing.
Yeah, it was like, I really enjoyed it. He really did his thing. Swiss Beats gonna have to see him though.
Why?
Swiss Beats gonna have to see this.
You know why?
Listen, I think Usher's the problem, guys. Like, I think we've heard stories. The Boondocks episode that was inspired by true events. Kiki Palmer, just, you know, she's going through a divorce right now with her because of Usher. Listen, man, he might be the problem.
Usher's the problem.
He might be, because he had way too much sauce for Alicia Keys, and she was looking really good.
You looked like a tasty snack.
Man. Really good yesterday. And you going, no. That chemistry, no.
Well, here's the thing. Usher don't like women, and Alicia Keys don't like men.
Allegedly.
This was why it was...
Jesus.
Well, listen, you turn into my podcast, and I mean, I'm just going to tell you one thing. You can't the alleged button all you want and shit. But anybody who knows these people knows this. And so Swiss Beats had no problem with it. He get it. He probably wants Swiss Beats more than he wants Alicia. But for the sake of theatrics of them coming out there, the red and white kind of Valentine-y.
Okay, yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying? And things of that nature. And, you know, sort of that kind of stuff. At least it was off key.
That first note was real.
Alicia off keys.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that first key, everybody was like...
Yeah, it was bad.
Oh, yeah.
It was bad, and she kind of got it together. She did look good.
Mm-hmm.
They do have chemistry. I forgot they even made that song.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? He had slaps.
Yeah.
He just kept coming.
Yeah, I didn't hear his newest album.
Wasn't supposed to hear that.
Yeah, I didn't hear a lot of good reviews from that.
Yeah, so. We don't want to hear none of that new stuff. We want to hear the jams.
Her, she looked really good, too.
Her looked like a tasty snack. Very good. She came out. I didn't know who she was.
Yeah,
I could just tell by the excitement in my house. I was like, oh! Who is this?
He called her SZA. He thought that was SZA.
I thought it was SZA.
He said SZA, right? We was just like, dude, no.
Dude, get it together.
Yeah, she's super talented. She plays the piano.
Yeah, she do a lot of instruments. She came out there rock. Your man Jermaine Dupri. Let's talk about Jermaine Dupri.
Yeah, I thought that was CeeLo for us. Like, I
thought it was.
A half a second. And I'm like, why would CeeLo be here?
I said, is that CeeLo? Yeah. Well, he's from Atlanta. CeeLo was from Atlanta.
Wait, what? Like the...
But I didn't get the connection. I said, what the hell is CeeLo doing here?
Like a split second.
And he had on these fairy tale socks,
yeah,
a leprechaun suit.
Yeah.
He had on like a funeral outfit. If it was really hot out and they wanted to,
listen, man,
you know, at the funeral, everybody wearing shorts because it's hot. I don't know what the hell.
He did look like CeeLo.
This outfit was that he had on. He was terrible. He was terrible. But that's the Atlanta connection, and I get it. But
tell me what else happened. It was just great. That was probably the best halftime show I've seen in a minute.
Yes. It was well put together.
It was just kind of like, you know.
And maybe because of his catalog, you know, just slap after slap. It just kept coming. I like the roller skating scene when they come out.
Because he does that during his show.
He do that during his show.
You know,
so that was very dope. The colors, the lights. I did see some weird stuff on the stage with the upward view with the flames and all that stuff shooting out and all of that kind of stuff. But his outfit at the beginning, I'm pretty sure Ani's going to break that down, what that meant. And I got to watch it again.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? And tap into it.
You know what's crazy? They edited, they took out Alicia Keys, like, missing that note. Like, that you can't find that now.
Right.
Like, they edited that out. Like, it just sounds like the track now.
Right. Yeah, what's they supposed to do?
Real-time Mandela effect. Like, you're watching and going like, yo. Oh, wait, Usher got married?
Oh, no, he got a marriage license.
Oh, he got a marriage license.
Yeah, he got a marriage license. He's going to marry his long-time beard. I mean, wife. And, you know, they're going
to... He got to see you take your wife.
shit, go on, nigga. You and my wife hanging out? Y'all going to be gone? Go on! That's the type, nigga, you sit with your wife.
Oh,
go on, nigga,
gosh.
Go on. Have a good time. Yeah. I know ain't nothing happening.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, if you hang out with me, wifey might be like, where you going? How long are you going to be away?
That's funny. That's funny. That's a good one. That's a good one.
Look, you know how I feel about you, girl. He ain't got no shot. Usher. Oh my God. No. So no, that's not gonna happen. So he's gonna marry her.
Okay.
Let's clap that up. That, okay. Well, you know, you should marry the woman that you
Yeah. And then what else happened? I think that was it. Huh? Yeah. Joe Biden started trolling everybody.
Ludacris.
Ludacris came out, right? Right. And, that was cool. Yeah, Lil John came out.
You know, was the climate of the shot. Yeah. That was really very good. Very good.
Joe Biden, after the Super Bowl, tweeted from his Twitter account, his official account, just like we scripted with him and Red Eyes. So it was like a troll on top of a troll. Top of a troll, like, you know, we think that the government has things to do with the games, and they do. So it's like a, like,
yeah,
you get what I'm saying?
Like, it's weird stuff.
Weird stuff. And then it was something else that happened during that. Oh, yeah, yeah. See, Beyonce couldn't let Usher have his moment.
Of course not.
Hey, y'all peeped that?
Of course
like,
not.
Dude, like, you can't let this man have nothing. Soon as it's over, she announced her new country album, dropped two songs after that. Like,
yeah. Well, you called it from the Grammys.
Yeah.
When she had the big-ass cowboy hat on.
Yeah.
I'll give you credit. You would say she gonna come out with a country album, and now she's going to win. I'm not following her into the country round. I heard the beep, damn,
you know, listen, man, I was.
But with a female voice.
Listen, man. So she came out with two songs. One is Texas Hold'em, and the other one is 16 Carriages.
Mm-hmm. Which one was I listening to?
That was Texas Hold'em.
Texas Hold'em.
That's not, you know, all right, so Beyonce has a formula as well. Right? Like, you know when her song is just kind of going to pop? That's going to be one of them. They're going to come up with a line dance, a country line dance for the song. It's going to go viral on TikTok, and it's out of here.
She need to make he nice. Crambo.
That's what's going to happen.
Crambo. Remember that song?
I'm old enough for the reference.
Okay, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, she needs to remake that. So I'm not following her. Some people follow her. They made him drop his album. What? A Verizon commercial? Yeah, that was a huge plug. All of these things was plugged in, but I'm not going to follow her.
Somebody said Beyonce turned into Becky with the good hair. She looks very, very light.
Yes.
Very, very light.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
With the blonde hair and she looks very like.
Oh. Like a lot of y'all followed her into the disco thing.
House music. Yeah.
You know, and all of that. And that's cool because it still had semblance of, and she's just trying to follow the market.
Well, Dad, country music is black music. All music is black music. Right?
Yeah.
She's from Texas, right? She can do it.
Okay, she's going to do it because she's Beyonce.
Yeah.
And people are going to follow. If she started doing goddamn gospel music.
I think that's what the last album. No, what's act three? Is it jazz and blues? What's act three?
I don't know.
She should do a rock album. That'd be dope.
Yeah, so she's going to do that. They're going to follow her wherever she goes because she's Beyonce. What I do know is this. This has everything and nothing to do with hip-hop. They're phasing out hip-hop, bro.
Mm.
It just is what it is. They're phasing this stuff out because no more money in it. Yeah. All of the killings, all of the murders, all of the exploitation, all of that, it's... You know how you drain something and it's just, theoretically, it's money there, but it's no more money there.
Yeah.
Beyonce is getting out ahead of the curve.
Man, Drake did the same thing with his house.
Yeah, Drake did the same thing with his, and we were hammering him for it. But music, and then I always spoke on this show about world music.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And how your song, when you sit down to write a song now, you got to think about the world in a weird place. You got to think about... I want this played on the NBA.
Movies.
I want this played in movies.
Yeah.
I want the NFL to have reasons to play. Don't limit your shit to just the fellas on the corner. Oh, he got bars. That's not cutting it anymore. You got to think about, so all I do is win, no matter what. That's a universal song.
Yeah, there's a Mexican rapper. His name is That Mexican OT. That's his name. He is nice.
Gotcha.
Like, he got a video on Carol and, like, his family's the actual cowboys out in, like...
Yeah.
He's nice. Okay. And I didn't realize this, but, like, they said, like, Mexican rap is, like, one of, like, the fastest climbing. So, So what you're saying is correct. Like, everybody is kind of going away from, like, traditional boom bap bars, mm-hmm. whatever. Like, everybody's just kind of finding their lane where they can go, and that's it. You either making music for the world or a very specific group of people.
Yes, and this this 4-4 beat is, everybody starts their song mm-hmm. with that in any club. And out of me and Mama Dot was, it was in Mexico, and it was in a club filled with bubbles and... People was on PCP.
Oh, yeah, I was in...
And the whole...
I know that club. Yes, I know that place.
The whole shit was going doom, doom, doom. Everything was just moving in one accord. And I had to be on shit, too. The whole club was just...
Forget the name of that place. Yeah.
Man, and so you have to broaden your horizons. Charles Wilson, thank you. Appreciate you. Appreciate you so much. So you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so the labels have to survive.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They're doing a whole bunch of other things that I'm going to talk about, but they have to survive.
And, the commercials, yeah, somebody mentioned the commercials were trash, man. Yo, whatever, like, I remember Super Bowl commercials being a thing, like,
we want to see... The Super Bowl commercials and the halftime show was better than the game.
Yes.
In a lot of sense. You anticipated very funny, hilarious commercials that you remembered. I've seen a lot of movie commercials, and I think they're trying to bring Hollywood back. So I think Hollywood purchased up a lot of time.
But they didn't, because they would show a little teaser and they go, oh, go to YouTube.
Well, because it's expensive. You can't show a 1.5-minute trailer at $7 million per 30 seconds.
My God damn,
so
man.
They was giving you teases, but I think this is Hollywood's opportunity to say, we got to make a comeback. Mm. So let's, because I didn't see a lot of beer commercials.
That's true.
I saw a few. You used to see a bunch of beer commercials.
That's true. Yeah.
And stuff like that. So I didn't see a lot of that. And so these were some of the weird commercials that came through.
Yeah. And I didn't, somebody had to explain this on Twitter for me to actually get it. But, like, the Super Bowl is not about... It has nothing to do with the game. I didn't think about it that way. This is all...
All corporations. Yeah.
Like, Usher didn't...
Well, the act from a viewer standpoint from home, it has everything to do with the game, but along intertwined with predictive programming. Yeah. It's the most viewed. So the energy into that arena... But from people being there, you can't afford to be there.
Yeah, it's all advertising.
Unless you're advertising.
It's all advertising. It's all those
Budweiser did do one commercial, but it was very...
Yeah, they usually do like the really drawn out.
Yeah, they did one at the end
and
that I saw, and I was like, this is not really good.
Did you see Kanye's commercial?
Was it on the Super Bowl?
Yeah, and it was just on his phone, and he was just telling people like, the album's out.
That was an actual Kanye commercial?
That was a commercial, bro.
He paid $7 million for
that. Yeah. Yep. And then they said, apparently his team responded.
And he sends you to Yeezy.com,
Listen. Apparently his team made $19 million from that advertising on his website.
So he spent seven.
Yep. May 19.
Okay, so you're up 12.
Yeah.
And then
with no budget for the ad.
I could do math. We thought about getting the ad, but it was going to be so quick.
We would have had enough for the...
It was like, Urban X Father TV. No more Father's Sons on TV. You'd have to tell your whole family, gather around, don't go get chicken. Don't get a wing.
Don't blink.
Everybody hold hands, just get what happened. That'd have been it. That's all we could afford. We'd have been like, Chris Rock, how much for just two wings? How much just some sauce?
Yeah.
That shit clearly would have said,
Yeah,
that's how fast our ad would have been. We thought about it.
Yeah, we were trying to crunch numbers.
That'll put us back. So
like, how long can we not eat?
Does Noble really need anything?
You know what I'm saying?
Any he's little food, still. He's still little, man. Come on, man.
Eat some Cheerios.
Yeah, so we thought about every possible way, and we just couldn't crunch the numbers.
Couldn't make it happen.
We tried, man. We wanted to surprise y'all, man. And we came in here like big shots. Yeah. You know y'all saw us doing the Super Bowl.
You know what I'm saying?
It was like, no, we didn't. But we couldn't crunch the numbers, man. So.
Somebody said, add so quick, you can't pause the TV fast
enough. Yeah, you couldn't even pause it. Like, number one, five, what? God damn, that was fast.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, yeah. So next time, maybe.
Next time.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So Kanye dropped his album.
Kanye.
Stand corrected, guys.
It actually dropped Saturday morning.
Yeah. Yeah. Hold on. Let me give you guys the timeline from this album, because he is a mess, man. So here, he talked about the album in October. It was a listening party in Italy that got canceled. He announced the album title. He held a rave, forgot his aux cord, was delayed 3 hours. Then he stays up all night to finish the album. The album doesn't drop on December, because December 15th. That was the first time we came in here.
Right.
Yeah. Am I going to drop? I said, it's not going to drop. Then he says it's 3 albums that's coming out. And then apparently he has beef with Ozzy Osbourne. He has a whole New York listening party, still doesn't drop the album. Drops it randomly 3 a.m. on a Saturday.
Yeah.
Pulls it down. It wasn't even on Spotify and everything like that. Pulls it and then puts it back up. Pulls it again and then puts it back up. What's wrong with him?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, we said that at the same time. What's wrong with him? Anyway, the album was pretty good.
I wasn't mad at it.
Now, it's not his best work. Let's get that out of the way quick. All right? Sonically, though. You know what I'm saying? From a music standpoint, and I listened to it 3 times, you know, it sounds better the third time. The cohesiveness of how it's all laid out. His rapping is terrible. This is not, again, Kanye doesn't do hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
Kanye does a fusion album. It's a little bit of electronic. It's a little bit of soul. It's a little bit of rap. It's a little bit of, you know.
So, like, the feeling I get when I hear his music now, it's kind of like whatever moves him, that's what he's going to do.
Right.
So, if he'll hum on a track, the rhyming will be off. He won't catch a pocket, then he'll catch something.
Yeah.
And then it'll just be instrumental.
Yes.
And it'll just be a sample in the background going and stuff. Like, he ain't clear no samples for this album.
No, we're going to talk about that.
He beats with everybody.
One of my favorite joints is Burn. Let me give you my title list for this joint. Because I want to make sure I give proper credit where credit is due.
I did like it, though. I did like it.
I like a few of them. The first half was kind of really cool. But when he got to the second half, which was track 9 through, with Burn, F-something, Vultures, Carnival.
Carnival was tough.
Yeah, and Problematic King. When he started getting down there, I really felt he was really expanding his palette a little bit. The only one who challenges him in those areas is probably Travis Scott in terms of musically. So when you go in for a Kanye album, don't expect it to be College Dropout. If you want College Dropout, go listen to that. And I've heard Nas say that 1,000 times. And so what Kanye doesn't do is give you the same album twice. And so from a creative standpoint, I'm always happy from that standpoint. Did he say anything provoking or this and that? Not really. You know what I mean? But I, with all the stuff that's going on, all of the muddy music that's coming out, I gave this a pretty good rating. I enjoyed it.
Okay. But what's up with him?
He's not Kanye for starters.
He looks so out of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, when I see his face on the top, I just want to, like, get him off my screen. Like, he just looks unkept. The titanium grill bothered me. Like, he just looks like...
But again, I need you guys to understand this. From his perspective, could you imagine the weight on that man's shoulders?
No.
Just of all the shit he has to go through on a regular basis, the psychic attacks that he's under on a regular basis, people trying to take him out, him not being able to be around his kids as much, what the Kardashians did to him, continue to do to him, the handlers that are around him, the real estate agents who are on constant, you know what I mean, trying to knock him out, him still dealing with the weight of the loss of his mother, which he, you know, understood ritualistically what was going on, all the friends in the industry he used to have that he no longer has, all because he took a stand, and with his stand that he thought was correct. Mike Tyson dropped a piece at the end of one of those songs.
Yes.
And I thought it was very telling of who Kanye is. So there is a lot on his shoulders. There is a lot to deal with. And you got to be careful what you wish for as an artist who's trying to change the world and not be put in a box where people expect you to do the same thing. Because once they put you in that box, Malk, all they do is latch their lifelines onto it and just drain all your energy.
Yeah.
And then when your energy is drained, they move on to the next individual. So he's constantly trying his best to renew himself. And that don't mean he's not wacky, but you would be wacky going through all of these kind of things. And so perhaps my empathy for that kind of thing, I just get a different understanding. So I just say, give me the music. And let me pierce through the music to see if I can find, you know, bits and pieces. Side note, the Ozzy Osbourne thing was weird because he didn't get that sample clear because Ozzy Osbourne had a problem with, you know.
Oh, his statements, yes.
But then we pull up the Ozzy Osbourne
piece.
And I think it was Barbara Walters or somebody asking him who inspires him. He said, Hitler. Adolf Hitler.
Hitler, yeah.
And she's like, really? He's like, yeah. And then he tried to go into this rambling of Adolf was wrong, but Adolf was brilliant.
Yes.
It was just a weird.
He said he had charisma. I admired him, all that stuff. Yes.
And so now you're coming at Kanye, but we got receipts now.
Video, that's still up.
And
man.
Video, you know what I mean? And so it becomes a weird thing. So give Kanye a break. And just listen to the music, guys. Listen to the music. If the music is not for you, don't listen to it. You know, no big deal. But, you know, I only say that because it is a lot.
All right.
You know?
So let's get to some more stuff.
You are tuned into the sound.
After this.
Okay.
Commercial break. So Sony purchased half of Michael Jackson's catalog for $1.2 billion.
God damn. It's a lot of bread.
That is a lot of bread. That is a lot of money.
Now, obviously, it's half.
Yeah.
But he probably could have got more. If he was still here, of course, he would have got more. See, these people play a long game.
Yo, think about this. That's like 15 years.
Yeah, yeah. It's been at least that since he passed.
Right? So, like, they just said, like, I understand. Yeah,
they don't play a short. They played a short game with Prince because his sister ain't wrapped too tight. You know, and so they could play a short game with her because she needs the money. But the Jackson family is a little bit more established, but it's still a long game. A lot of times these real estate agents, these managers, and all of them that are around you from the beginning, their whole job is to wait you out. It could be 30 years, bro, before so-and-so gets that their hands on that treasured catalog, which is going to position them for the rest of their lives. And so we have to look at it from all these perspectives. 15 years they waited, and then obviously the family needs money. Your family don't know how to, you know, hold down an estate of that magnitude. Mm-hmm. The mother's getting old. There's probably fighting within the family itself because money brings out savage in everybody. You know what I mean? Go to a funeral and find out Uncle Herc left $5,000. You know what I mean? I've seen it for less. I've seen it for less. Yeah, nigga trying to steal this nigga clothes. God damn it. And so can you imagine? And so 1.2, it's enough liquid, you know, if managed correctly, you know, to get him through or his family through.
And you know, and think about that, $1.2 billion for half, and that is still underpriced.
And that's still underpriced, absolutely.
Think about that. Like that's
how awesome his catalog is.
Thank you for the super chats, everybody. I've been just trying to like them.
Yeah, yeah. We thank you.
We thank you. Miss Darius Leftfield, So Lefty was good. And others, I can't see.
Thank you so much always for the support that we get here. You know what I mean? And so you'll start seeing a lot of Michael songs in movies.
Yeah, and they're doing a biopic of him. Nia Long is playing his mom.
His mom's, yeah.
That guy, forget his name. Forget his name. We were just talking about him because they're trying to replace him with Jonathan. They're trying to replace Jonathan Majors.
Oh, dude from Beale Street.
Yes, the dad who played the dad on Beale Street.
Yeah, the dad from.
He's playing the dad on. He's playing Joe Jackson.
Oh, he's playing Joe Jackson. Okay.
Yes. So.
He's a left-handed mechanic, you said?
He is. Left-handed mechanic, yeah.
Okay.
So,
not that that matters what his acting skills.
It doesn't matter.
I'm just bringing it out because I liked him as the father in Beale Street Can Talk.
That was a great movie.
It was, man. I cried when the movie came on. I swear. I just was like, a black movie with black people about love and struggle and pain and suffering. I know this story. I know the story well. Yeah, I was in trouble. People in the theater were like, nigga, the credits is rolling. Like,
oh, my God.
They're just playing the first opening song with an overhead cam. I know where this is going. I know the story well.
Yeah. All right, man. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. And we shall return.
Yeah. Peace.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Come celebrate our urban wear and style with our exclusive clothing collection featuring powerful messages that inspire and uplift. Urban X presents its annual 29 for 29 sale, where we celebrate our heritage, our culture, and our lineage. 29% off all items in our store, all $29. The choice is yours. Shop UrbanX.com. Wear the style, wear the images, wear the powerful messages that resonate with our community. 29 for 29 at UrbanX.com. Every day is Black History Month for us, but during this month and during this time, we will celebrate with pride like never seen before. Shop UrbanX.com. Shop UrbanX.
And we're back.
We are back. Continue to support.
Yes, yes.
Ascending Infinite Goddess.
Her link, her information is in the description below.
It's in the description below.
If you're watching, we appreciate you for supporting. We're still here.
If you're listening, AscendantInfiniteGoddess.com. And you can get linked up. Mm-hmm. Tell them Urban X sent you.
Absolutely. She's having a sale right now for her birthday month.
Yes, February.
February.
Is that Aquarius? No, that's...
It is. It's still Aquarius.
Still Aquarius, yep. Aquarius in the building, yep. And of course, continue to support us.
Yes, shopurbanx.com, man. 29 for 29, 29%
because
up.
We don't have no corporate sponsorship.
Listen, we're trying to get a Super Bowl ad next year, man. Just, yes. You know.
Yes.
Something real quick, you know what I'm saying?
Something real quick out there.
But thank y'all for being here, and let's get to some more stuff.
Yeah, let's do it.
You're listening to the sounds of Urban X.
So when we were talking about the commercials, we forgot to talk. Wait, was this a commercial, the Snoop, Dr. Dre, Gin and Juice? I saw it on the timeline.
It wasn't a Super Bowl commercial.
It wasn't a Super Bowl commercial, but I saw it
but
on the timeline.
They did release on, I think, simultaneously on their Instagram, yes. Or their exes, as yeah. We say now. They were reenacting a Pulp Fiction mm-hmm. kind of thing, and they are releasing... Gin and juice.
Gin and juice. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not gonna.
Yeah, listen, man. I saw a tweet. It was funny. It said, Black excellence is just niggas trying to sell you alcohol.
That's
and
all.
And I just said, like, yeah.
That's the definition of black excellence.
Yeah, that is it.
Niggas trying to sell. And listen, listen. I shout out Doggy Diamonds TV. I heard Doggy Diamonds going on this as well. And I agree. These niggas is in their 50s, man. And this is what you think. How people need flavors, four different flavors or five different flavors of gin and juice?
Yeah.
Are you trying to bring us back to a time where this is what I mean? See, Snoop put his name on all shit. He's selling cereal to the babies.
We were just saying that.
And gin and juice to you niggas.
We were just talking about him, yeah.
You know what I mean? And when you follow up the trademarks and all that, Jimmy Iovine name on all of that, mm-hmm. lot of that shit. That's his goyim. Those yeah. are his goyims.
Yeah.
Dr. Dre is a Jimmy Iovine goyim. And I know Dr. Dre got the school out there, but whose name is up there first? Mm. Jimmy Iovine's. And when I'm trying to give y'all the science of the goyim, they know all they need. We are a plethora of resources and talent. Any real estate agent
And I'm using that term because you could be a black real estate agent now mm-hmm. if you're about the exploitation of other people. Mm-hmm. So they can go somewhere and find you, create the necessary environment for you to bring them all the money they need. I told you, mm-hmm. rappers, they give them drugs, women, mm-hmm. that whole environment. Basketball players, they take all that away from mm-hmm. them. They move them to a nice neighborhood. Tell them this is better than the projects for you. You can go visit your family from time to time. We're doing this out of the kindness of our hearts.
Yeah.
And by the way, as you start coming up the ranks, my cousin is an agent mm-hmm. who can help guide your career. And then next thing you know, you forever indebted.
Yeah.
To them on something.
And then we're going to make a movie about your life.
And then we're going to make take all the money.
Take all the money.
This yeah. is a science.
And make you a slow black man, too.
Yes, this is yeah. a science.
Yeah.
And so for Snoop, and this is what I also noticed, and I don't want to get on my soapbox about it, but
stay there.
All of these people who claim to want to help you, all they're doing, if it's not something that they can get out of it, they don't even rock with you. Mm. All of them, this is what I mean by cream. Corporations rule everything around me, right?
Mm.
I tried to explain to y'all two Saturdays ago at my event. Mm. They kill the entire movement through corporation because you can have freedom of speech,
yeah.
but our corporate mandate
yeah.
says you can't say that.
Yeah.
So you can say it, but yeah. you just can't say it here.
Yeah.
You can believe in something. But we here don't believe in that.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes for your regular job. But mm-hmm. when you are sponsoring somebody, you got that. That's the next level. We're giving you millions
yeah.
to sponsor potato chips or something. If we believe in the HDTV community movement
mm-hmm.
or the Is It Real flag or what they're going through, you are...
And because a lot of people didn't realize this, that rappers don't get paid from their music.
That's where I'm going
right?
next
so
with
it. So if you get paid, none of them do, right? Because
right.
if it was just that, then you thinking about, oh, if you're married, if I'm making money, I can just kind of say what I want to say. I can say what I feel.
Malcolm is still in my head movie
my
thoughts.
Fault.
No, I enjoy it.
No, so
I enjoy it. Go ahead,
what I was going to say is, so now that you're really getting a paycheck, a weekly paycheck, because they have employers too. They're not bosses. They have their bosses too. And their boss is Coca-Cola. Their boss is this. They can't... what's his name? Colin Kaepernick, because people were talking about Colin Kaepernick and the 49ers curse until they do something right by him. And he not even protesting no more, right?
Mm-hmm.
He never was trying to protest about it. That's a whole different story. But Nike came out and was still paying him.
Yeah. It's easy.
It's easy to take a stand when you're still getting the paycheck.
Right. Now, I want to say this to add to that. How did they do this? See, Jay-Z and P. Diddy and even Dr. Dre, and they were the last of the Mohegans in terms of physical records being sold, right? So they, remember, that's where they made a lot of their bread from. And then them Negroes with Dame Dash and them started figuring out if we get the distribution,
yeah.
we don't need these real estate agents for nothing.
Yeah.
And then that's when all the charges came down, right? So what they did was they said, we got to find a way to... create an algorithm that's so weird and abstract that we can play your music as much as we want, dilute the value mm-hmm. of it, and give you a piece of a check. But before they did that, they came out with the 360 deal.
Yeah.
And that means no matter, because even artists then still say, all right, if I don't make no money off my records,
yeah.
when I tour or do a movie or endorse a product, now the 360 deal you owe through all of that. And this was how they was... suppressing your revolutionary voice. Rappers used to say something. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. If I know you're not responsible for my money,
yeah.
I could say whatever I want to say.
Yeah. yeah.
Right? So corporations ended all of that for actors, rappers, celebrities, because due to this policy, you can't... I drove a bus... I operated a bus for transit for 15 mm-hmm. years if they had a uniform.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine me coming in trying to not wear their uniform.
Yeah.
I'm in violation.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So even on your job, we here at YouTube, we say it all the time. Doc cannot say what he really wants to say here on YouTube because YouTube would go, due to my policy, each and every one of you who took the jibbity jab, you were not forced to do it.
technically.
Yeah.
Because there weren't no machine guns, armies outside on them lines. But you knew due to the corporate commitment that you had to feed your family that you were going to do it. So they used these corporations, bro, to suck all of the revolutionary movement out of everybody. So now you can't move without corporation. You can't do like, nothing without corporation.
There's no impulse moves anymore.
No.
Like, you know, Kanye saying George Bush, there's none of that anymore. It's wait till the details come out.
Right.
Then once my team make sure he get with their team, I make sure
and that's why they craft statements.
Yes,
owns everything. And that's just the physical representation of what you see. Remember, anything that you can see physically, there is an unseen portion that you will never see. So our movements have been co-opted by corporations, birth certificates, social security cards, your job.
Yeah.
And that's how you...
Social media.
That's how you neutralize the people. So nobody's trying to do anything. I don't know how we got to that off Dr. Dre and them.
Corporations.
But, right. We were just talking about corporations.
Yeah.
And so Dr. Dre and them are about themselves.
Yeah.
You're going to come out... Because I know they got an album coming out. Same two guys. They got an album coming out. Yeah, they're working on a new album. And they want to bring you back to a time. And, you know, again, what plagues our communities, guys? Just keep it simple. Don't even get advanced and tell me about the Illuminati. Drugs, alcohol, diabetes, high blood pressure, poor diet, all of these things. And most of these guys really support that. Most of them. None of them are supporting items or something that really could benefit us. Nas did the ringtone thing or the ring. They looking into your damn house.
Oh, yeah.
Let's just keep it a bean. Yeah. I mean, I'm trying to think of somebody who endorses something that is really beneficial because there's no money there. The money is in your pain. This is why during the whole COVID situation, liquor stores stayed open.
That was crazy.
Right? Yeah. So they're going to come out with gin and juice. And this thing also got cereal. And we are going to applaud them because like Malcolm said, that, my friend, is black excellence.
Oh, man, we got to get into Mike Epps stealing your jokes, man. It's beef.
Yeah.
He stole your jokes.
He did.
So apparently he went on stage and said that Shannon Sharp called him for an interview, and he said, no, Madea, I'm not going to let you sit across me and stare at my balls. He said he calls the club Shay Shay. He's trying to tell you. I think you said that verbatim.
I said that verbatim. Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
So I don't know if these dudes is watching or, you know what I mean?
You said that verbatim, you know what I'm saying?
So, so he also said if you put a wig on him, you know, he's looking like Madea's sister. Shannon Sharp got word of that quickly.
Yes, he did.
And you forget, this is what I told you on the last show. I said two people you don't want to fight is an HDTV crossover who look like they got hands. Shannon Sharp, Shay. Now, don't forget, you think you fighting Shay Shay.
Yeah.
You fighting Shannon.
Yeah.
Don't get it twisted.
Yeah.
Shay Shay turned into Shannon.
Yeah.
And now you in a quagmire.
Mm-hmm.
Because this thing is beating on you.
Yeah.
Abusing you. And the kangaroo. You don't want to fight kangaroo. Right? And so, he came right out and said, When I see you, you talking all that.
Talking all that bull jive, mofo.
You tell a few jokes. I get it. I get it. Because he talking with his mouth. I get it. You talk a few jokes. You want to say a few things. When I see you live, I'm going to see you.
Yeah.
I'm going to see you soon. And I want to see if you going to say that to me in my face. Because I quickly go from Jay to Shannon.
Yeah.
And I do that very quickly, and we gonna see. And then word got back to Epps.
Yeah.
And then he was laying in his bed saying, what the fuck this nigga talking about? He said, I'm too old to be fighting, nigga.
Yeah, he said, we gonna be in my hometown.
Yeah, he said, we're gonna be in my hometown.
I'm gonna...
So Clippity Clap.
He said, I keeps it on me, so I don't gotta go get it.
Yeah.
Run up or get done up.
And so basically, he was just standing like, dude, you don't come to my hometown.
Yeah.
Talking that shit.
Yeah.
You know, because I got others on the corner who ready to just pop up.
But Mike Epps is just, he just needs some clout.
Yeah, and so now
they got a special coming out.
So what they said was, They're going to talk.
Okay.
They're going to sit down like people.
Yeah.
I was going to say like men.
Yeah.
They're going to sit down like individuals and have a great conversation and square it all off. And so, yeah. But Mike Epps did lie.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but I get it for the sake of the joke. He could have set the joke up.
Yeah, yeah.
And just said, I'll never go on.
Yeah.
Don't say Shannon contacted you, because then, you know, Shannon wanted to get very technical. Yeah, Shannon Sharp is a big-ass dude. What do he want to be? You damn right.
Yeah.
You damn right.
No, man.
Get your ass caught out there. Him putting his paws on you.
Yeah, he played football for how many years? Like,
yeah, he's a 3-time Super Bowl winner.
I mean, he's a Hall of Famer.
And had dudes tackling him. He loved that.
That's me.
Tackle me. I'm running slow, guys.
He gonna see you, Doc.
He's gonna go see you, Doc. Now, I see you only got a little followers, 63,000 followers. Now, I'm gonna see you. Now, I know you don't say things, and I saw Big Artie, and you might bring Big Artie with you. You gonna need to bring Big Artie from your skits, because when I see you, Shannon.
That's funny.
Now, I wanna talk. As soon as I see you, like, Shannon.
Come on, man.
And if you hit me, you know, my son's got the camera on.
Facts.
I'm going to fall.
It's facts.
You work for ESPN. I'm going to get a lot of money. It's going to look bad. I'm going to come in with Eli. He's going to be on his walker crying and shit. It's just going to be a mess. So let's not take it there. Let's take a photo shaking hands. You know, let's do the right thing, Shannon. Let's do right. Yeah.
Oh, man, that's funny.
And I go for all them rappers who want to see me.
Mm-hmm.
My son is laying in the cut with the camera. Soon as one of you niggas hit me, I'm going to fall.
Facts.
Hard. I would probably fall because.
Yeah, just.
Because I'm old now. I tell you, I drop shit on the floor and decide if I should bend it up and pick it over, do I need it? Now kick that shit up under the bed. I ain't got time for that shit. Find that shit 2 months later. My headphones.
Which headphones?
I had some Apple iPhones.
You had the fake Apple.
No, before those. That's what I'm saying. And I dropped them and I couldn't find them. I must have kicked them shit some under the bed. You think I'm going to get on both knees?
That's true.
And look up under my bed?
Yeah.
So I went and got the fake ones.
Yeah, that's why. That's why I'm like, I've really been taking my diet and my health serious. Because I'm just kind of like, no.
And they know they was fake because when I put them on, it said, connected. You know, usually iPad says some smooth shit. Them shits was like,
it just makes a beep.
Connected. I was like, who the fuck is this little Chinese lady?
This is
definitely some bullshit. And you could, like, you know, no sound reduction, no cancellation. I can hear everything in the room while the music is playing at the same time. Like, ain't this bullshit? That's what you get, man. Get what you pay for. Yeah.
Somebody said, get down with the new Apple Pro joint. Probably like version 3. I'll get it.
I'm not going to spend $3,500 right now. Not going to do it. Now, if Apple would like to sponsor us, we'll be up here. We could be doing the show in them joints. And then you could be in there in your joints. We could be FaceTiming you while we're talking. Hey, you. That'd be super dope. No?
That would be weird. People would be like, look at these.
No, but we probably... Interesting.
People probably tune in to see that. I don't know.
And then if they have theirs, they could tune in and we could be in a virtual space. Everybody here, like the morning meetup in a virtual space.
That'll give me a headache.
Yeah, everybody's here. All right. What are we talking about?
I feel like they're giving me a headache.
Yeah, that might be a bit much.
Mark, you see the Timo? I didn't see those. Like, I was like,
what, Timo?
Yeah.
It's like the Chinese company?
Yeah. They had a couple of ads on Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. But don't buy nothing from them.
Yeah.
Bro. It don't look like a good look.
No.
It don't look like you'd ever get your stuff or any of that shit.
So we got to talk about the top Nigerian banker who...
Yeah.
Died in a helicopter crash in L.A. On his way to the Super Bowl. His name is, hold on. His name is, I'm sorry. Got to get another one. That's not cool.
That's his name.
His name is Mr.
See? I don't even know this nigga. That's his name.
His name is Herbert.
Oh, that's his American
Wigwe.
Name.
Wigwe.
When you translate, Gower.
See, okay, see.
To Herbert.
Wait, okay, so rest in peace. Okay. He passed away. His wife and his son passed away in that crash on the way to the thing.
Yeah, condolences. Now,
So it's crazy story. Because we were just talking about, remember the Kobe passing, and you just say, helicopters don't be falling out the sky, man.
Helicopters don't just fall out of the sky. I'm
and then
sorry.
We think about like, who's on it, and you just like.
Yeah, the first thing I do, thanks to Steve Coakley, I want to know who was on the plane.
Yeah.
No matter how insequential it may seem, could be a small private jet, then you find out a big-ass banker was on the plane or something, and lo and behold, the Nigerian banker and a Bitcoin expert or somebody was on the plane and died too. On their way to the Super Bowl, probably to close some kind of major deal, dealing with something in regards to, and you see I think we have war with Nigeria right now over banking. And money systems.
I don't know. I didn't know that.
Don't quote me on that. So
I've been reading up and watching videos both on the stuff that's happening in the Congo. It's crazy out there, man.
Guy, it wasn't just the Nigerian. It's also the former president of the stocks and trade as well. This is what I mean.
Yeah.
So when planes like that go down, bro.
So when you hear, just like we drew it up, like from Biden.
And right.
Double, triple entendres.
Double and triple entendres.
Oh, man, my.
Yeah, spider senses start tingling. Like, just like we drew it up.
Conspiracy cap is on, man.
All right. Okay. True story. So our condolences go out to him. We just having a little fun. But, and his family. And, this is the price of war.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And the ends always justify the means when you start dealing with people who will knock your plane out of the sky. That is an easy task.
Yeah, and you got to think, right? Because he's CEO of a bank, right? So you got to think, when you're that important to a company, to a country, right? To a country, like, its financial system, like, you got to have, like, top-of-the-line stuff, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That takes you from A to B.
And you can't.
Yeah.
There is no show because these people are dealing with ELF frequencies. Would shoot shit at your helicopter and create, you become disoriented in your orientation. You know what I mean? So now all your devices tell you going left and you going right. That's how you get run into a mountain.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You've been doing this shit your whole life. You probably can do it with your eyes closed.
Yeah.
And then you run into a mountain in the sense of Kobe, a mountain.
Yeah. I was always thinking, like, you know how the presidents do when, like, them, the vice president, like, the line, they can't all be on the same plane.
No, that's why they're never all on the same plane.
You
they
understand?
Have to fly different times, different places.
I was always thinking,
due to that,
you probably have to do that, like, with your family, too, no? Like, but you can't do that, right?
I mean, dude,
I'm just
again, and then what
when I hear like a family just got wiped,
what kind
like,
of that's nothing
to them.
These dudes wipe out a whole villages of people to get one individual if that's what it takes. And so, what kind of dealings are you in?
Mm-hmm.
How important are you? Because you might not even be into anything shady,
but right.
Your position. When they come visit you because they need this, especially America.
Yeah.
America don't play, bro. Mm-hmm. When we talk about our resources.
Yeah, we're going to give you some democracy.
We're going to give you
some freedom.
We're going to give you some freedom.
Yeah.
How you want this freedom is up to you. And so here it is. You got your little independent country and y'all doing the right thing. And we are independent. And then you run into them and they go, we got some independence for your ass.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And so it's a dangerous game.
But also, I was getting back to it. The stuff that's happening in the Congo is crazy.
Like
they funding these militia groups to enslave their own people. To get this cobalt out.
And they're doing it out. See, that's the seen hand.
Yes.
The unseen hand of these CIA operatives. Mm-hmm. Who else you think they're getting guns?
Yeah.
And in a place like that, if I give you 10,000 guns, you run all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Because ain't nothing they can do about it. We're coming through with, we give you niggas trucks and guns.
Yeah.
It's a wrap. You know what I mean? And then watch you take out your own people for the cobalt because it is a valuable mineral.
Yo, the Congo, they said like 70% of the world's cobalt
supplies coming out of the Congo. So that they're like the richest country in the world, damn near.
Yes, mineral-wise.
Mineral-wise, and they can't eat off none of it. And they're poor. Like, those people are the poorest. Yeah. They're enslaved in their own country.
Yes.
That's crazy to me,
Something
man.
Else is going on in Chile. They had one of them big fires, like in Hawaii, in Chile, the same type of fire.
Mm.
And I'm hearing they're rich in a specific mineral as well down there. And where that happened at, so start paying attention.
Yeah.
And then you saw people in Chile painting their houses blue. I saw people literally painting their roofs blue. Like, yo, I'm not taking no chances. And so it is a lot. It's a lot happening. It's a lot going on.
Damn. Okay.
Okay, so you guys want to head to
the sound.
So we're going to come back with Katina Washington.
Absolutely.
So we're going to head to a commercial break, and then after that, get your questions ready. You know what we do.
Absolutely.
Lithium. Yeah, in Chile. Lithium.
Okay. Okay. So we'll be right back.
We'll be right back. To our podcast listeners, please rate and review this podcast for us because it helps our podcast grow and we need all the support we can get. We thank you for your continued support. Now, back to the number one Father and Son podcast.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
All right, so let's get to some more stories.
Yeah, man.
And then we're going to take some questions and get out of here.
Yeah, yeah. And tomorrow we got Phil Valentine.
And tomorrow we have Phil Valentine, yes. Oh, it's going to be a big snowstorm, or apparently.
Yeah, here in New York.
Apparently. Yeah. I'm hearing 8 inches. Pause.
Pause. You know, yeah.
Pause.
But, so, you know,
got to stack up. If you're in the New York area, you know, you better, you know, lay low.
Yeah, get your hot chocolate. We're gonna go on a Boondocks marathon.
Because Eli, they didn't watch the Boondocks.
He did. Eli loved the Boondocks, but we need to revisit it with new eyes and ears from his perspective.
Okay, because
before, it was just funny to him. But now the inside jokes and all of that stuff. So me, him, because I get jealous. Mama Dot and
they got their thing.
Eli got their own thing.
They got their thing. They be on season 12.
Yeah, 12 shows. And then I come in and get quiet and pause it.
Yeah.
like, why are you here? You know what I mean? And now him and Odyssey got something going.
Yeah.
So I'm jealous.
And me and Eli got the nerd talk.
And you and Eli got the nerd talk. Y'all start talking around me.
It's true.
About movies and stuff that I don't know about. And I feel left out. And I don't like feeling left out. FOMO.
Okay.
And so we're going to do tomorrow we'll start a Boondocks marathon.
Nice.
Hot chocolate, you know.
So there was a shooting at Joel Osteen's church.
Yeah, I'm hearing this was a pro-Palestine
trans shooter. So I saw pictures of the shooter, and people were saying that they're trying to bury the story now because it's a trans shooter. And every time it's a other shooter that doesn't kind of fit the national narrative, it's not a, you know, red-blooded, gun-toting American. Yes.
Exactly. Exactly.
If they can't fit that into the narrative, then they don't like really pushing
it. Absolutely.
So, strand shooter. So, I wanted to see. I think.
And he died.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Sure.
Did he kill two other people or something? I believe.
No, shot two other people. I don't
shot
know if
two other people. Okay. All right. Yeah. It's a lot going on.
It's a lot going on.
Yeah.
And then, speaking of shooting, there was a shooting at the subway 4 train on my block, or close to my block.
Yeah, yeah.
Today, somebody got killed and 5 other people got shot.
What the hell was going on over there?
Because I heard the choppers.
You live in a bad neighborhood.
Yeah, I got...
My Lord.
Yeah, hello.
Apply yourself.
Got to get up out of here.
Get up out of there.
Super chat, you know, shop UrbanX.com.
Help me get up out of here.
29 for $29.
Shit, if I hear gunshots, I'm like, hey, what the hell's going on?
Yeah, 29 for $29.
Goddamn police sirens going around in my neighborhood.
I got to start doing commercials with Nova. You know, he got to make the sad face.
Absolutely.
Get him out the hood.
Please.
Please. And then it was a rapper in Chicago.
Yeah.
THCP
or something. I don't want to screw his name up. What's his name, Mama Dot? Something like that.
He got killed in front of...
his family.
Oof.
His wife and children. It was very... THFTP.
THFTP.
And it's a part of this Chicago war. Because he was rolling with...
Who?
Name the Chicago guy.
What? King Von?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think he's off the King Von tree or something to that effect. And again, the fact that you would do this in front of his family and children.
Oh, man, the video.
Don't, you know, the video is very, I didn't watch the video because it's gruesome.
Yeah, I can.
And it's just very, very sad. You know, we have to stop this, man. And so we have to find an understanding or an appreciation for life. Again, the children will be traumatized forever behind that. You know what
I mean? Yeah, and you know, it's like, there used to be rules of engagement.
Yes, yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you could have, like, real problems with somebody, but they with their kids. I'm going to see you later.
On our block, that was one of the rules. And I told a story. Yeah. We had major beef with this one dude, and we saw him coming down the block, and he had his son on his shoulder. And he just looked over and did like this.
Yeah, like,
and we looked over and we did like that. Like, because we know we're going to catch you, but not now. And he knew, he came through with such confidence. Mm-hmm. He came through with his little man on his shoulder because he know we just didn't get down like that. Now you come through with your kid on your shoulder. Good luck with that. You know what I mean? And so... very, very hard.
Yeah, this is security cam footage. I don't like watching that stuff.
Yeah, it's very sad. You know, and so we have to do better.
Yeah.
We have to do better. I don't want to get on a soapbox about that, but it is very, you know, crazy.
There's a producer, Lil Rod, he's talking about Diddy.
He produced a lot of the Love album.
The Love album, yeah.
And he's saying Diddy and them are trying to
steal his publishing.
Steal his publishing, basically. And he said Diddy had me working 16 and 18 hours. You know, things that had to get done, deadlines, this and that. And he's saying this. And he said, Diddy has the money to fight.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, but I have to fight because this is for my children.
Yeah.
And so he's in a fight, Lil Rod. You know, to protect his publishing. And
then he probably trying to get all the money he can.
Right now, he's trying to collect all his money because of the big fights he has to go through and things of that nature right now. And so I wish him luck, but big bank take little bank. And so your lawyers are not strong enough to fight when we keep postponing.
Yeah, the first time, I didn't know how real that was. The first time I heard... remember Same Girl by R. Kelly and Usher, right?
Yes.
I was like, I love this song. This song is amazing.
Yeah.
And then I heard the real people, the original version of it.
Mm-hmm.
Same beat, same like concept, same everything. And I said, wait, what the hell is this? He was like, yo, Usher and R. Kelly stole that from them.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the hell? I didn't know that happened. You know what I mean? Like just blatant. I'm just taking it because if you try to take us to court, we got money. Y'all don't.
We're
just going to keep postponing this.
Dude, we got Universal, all these big labels behind us. It's really nothing you can do.
Yeah.
I steal a song. I make $50 million. You take me to court. I settle for $350,000.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a win.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine you could steal something and every 6 months you had to pay $300,000.
Yeah.
That's a win. And publishing is so important. I just got finished watching Eric Sermon say The Weeknd sampled, I forget which one of his records, he only owned 4% of the publishing, but it's got streamed so much, his checks is $220,000 every 4 months.
I'll take it. Sample me.
So understand what publishing is, understanding... You know, all of them steal songs. Beyonce don't write all them damn songs.
Well, yeah, of course.
She put her name on them and tell you you want a few dollars. You know, Diddy ain't produced a goddamn song a day in his life. He'll just come in and turn that up. Yep. Take that. Now it's a done deal. I put my name on it. And so the whole industry is about that. Doo's movies, scripts get stolen all the time. But big bank take little bank. And if you ain't got no money, except on the street, you take something from me on the street, you know. When a little guy run up in your coke spot or something, he got to die. That just goes with the territory.
So you're really not going to listen to the Beyonce Country album?
I'm not listening to
You're not going to do the...
No, my daughter and wife might, you know, they get out there. If I see them doing that, I'm going to throw a goddamn...
They going to do it.
I'm throwing.
They're gonna do it. I'm telling you.
Listen, if I come into my house and I'm in the hall, what the hell?
I'm
and I swing your partner around and around, swing your partner down to the ground, and her voice, swing your partner around. I'll swear I'll throw a goddamn baseball at somebody's
tell
head.
Tell you, it's happening.
And these what is her team called? The Bays or the
Beehive?
The Beehive don't play.
Yeah.
They're
going to be out there in cowboy hats, Spurs on their boots.
Yes.
What's going to happen? Somebody might come out
and
with a
that's the power. That's the power of, you know what I'm saying, marketing, promotion, influence.
That's right.
A lot of people she influences. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Let's take some questions.
Let's get into some questions.
Before you get up out of here, man, we've been giving y'all some shows, man.
Yeah, we've been putting it in here for y'all.
We've been giving y'all some shows since we got back, man.
Yeah, yeah. We've been putting it in for y'all.
Hold on. Oh, somebody asked, how do we want to give up? How are we gonna give out the books?
Email us.
info@urbanx.nyc. First two, get them.
Yep.
And shout out to Asham from our UX90 gang. He turns 48 tomorrow.
All right. Asham, 48. It's a good number.
My UX90 gang.
Yes, gang.
Okay. Somebody should... Odyssey gonna be like, look, Dad. Yeah, she is.
Odyssey, I'm scared of her, told you.
Yeah, she is. Somebody said they can keep Beige Beyonce. Yeah, she looks crazy.
Yeah.
What's going on in the Congo? So in the Congo, they are trying to excavate, they're mining cobalt.
Yeah, which is in all the phones, computers.
Phone, computer,
and
batteries.
And these electric cars.
Yes, that as well. And what they're doing is they're, U.S. governments, European governments, I think China, Chinese, like...
They're all over there,
but they're funding these militias, these local militia groups with guns and stuff like that for them to get their own people to kind of mine these things. So they get, and then they are funding the smuggling of the cobalt out of the country and things like that as well. So they're getting mad at stuff. If you think, it costs like $10 to make an iPhone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like $10 to make an iPhone, right? So, and then they sell it for $1,200.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So think about the markup on that, the margins on that. That is crazy. And one of the most important ingredients of this phone, of these computers, these tablets, is this cobalt, which goes into the batteries. That's you know.
That's the heartbeat of it all.
Yeah, it is.
You know what I'm saying? Landon, you are correct. They're going to wind up giving Beyonce, like Malcolm said, the album of the year for a country album.
Dope, I'm telling you.
You know what I mean? Just to smite everybody else. Because when other people control what success is through their award shows, Beyonce and Jay-Z got 58 Grammys.
Yeah.
That's a lot of goddamn Grammys.
Yeah.
You know, and so, you know, that's how they're going to do it.
I did see the RFK commercial. I thought that was like, was that like an old JFK commercial that they just kind of put Robert Kennedy Jr.'s face on?
I'm not sure.
Because he apologized to his family for, like, on Twitter. He said, if my family... He looks like the black sheep.
RFK.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jr.
Because he, like, what you apologizing to your family for?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a Kennedy, too. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, what are we doing here?
Are the long sleeve shirts 29? We don't have long sleeve shirts.
We don't have long sleeve shirts. You talking about the sweatshirts? No.
If you're talking about sweatshirts, no. Yeah, we'll be out of business.
We used to do the long sleeve shirts, but.
But I tried the long sleeve shirts and they didn't like them.
It's too much variety. Guys. Okay, if you want to run a business, right?
Yeah.
You're starting out. A confused mind always says no.
Here's a gem.
Okay, this is a gem. A confused mind always says, so if you have a lot of variety.
Too confusing.
It's too confusing. People get stuck. They get anxiety and they turn off, they click off your website. We had so much stuff up there. I think we still got too much up there, to be honest.
Yeah.
We had so much stuff up there and then we were just like, people are confused here.
Yeah.
I don't know what I want and I work here. You know what I'm saying? This is all stuff. I don't know what I want to wear half the time.
Yeah, all facts.
You know what I'm saying?
The limited, limited edition stuff and limited variety is a big issue because people will be in the store just shopping and walk out with nothing.
Somebody said he's going to be VP. Did I say that? So I don't think he's going to be VP. I think Vivek is going for VP because he's been seen with Trump a lot lately.
Okay.
But Trump is trying to get the Supreme Court to hold off on the January 6th ruling, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. They might shut him down, bro. I think this is bold take. Bold take. I think by June, we're going to have new candidates. Both two
new candidates. For that final push.
Yes, I think we're going to have two new candidates.
Could be.
I saw Biden kind of trying to push Kamala, but people don't like her.
No.
They haven't seen her for 4 years.
They haven't seen her.
People don't like her.
We don't know what
she's doing. I think Gavin Newsom might be up. I don't know who is going to be for Republicans, though.
Interesting.
But I think we're going to get two new people.
Somebody said, did you watch the Quiet Place movie trailer?
Oh, the day one. That looks good. That looks good.
Yeah, it looks good.
You know what also looks good? The new Planet of the Apes movie.
That looks crazy.
So it looks good because that's supposed to be like 100 years after Caesar, right? So from the trailer, it seems like there are like high society apes that are hiding information about how humans used to have all this amazing technology, but now humans look primitive.
Savages.
Just like, yo, they used to talk across oceans. They used to know how to fly. Like, he said, it sounds crazy now, but they used to be able to do that. Now, that goes way back, and I'm going on a little tangent here, but it goes to there's a theory about the pyramids. How the pyramids were built and stuff like that, because there's nothing to explain it with now technology.
Right.
Back then. So they're saying that back then, something cataclysmic must have happened to the earth where when the pyramids were built, there was futuristic technology that did exist, and then now we just don't have it, so there's no way to explain it. So it's kind of like that.
Yeah, I get it. You preaching to the choir, homie. All right, and with that being said,
guys,
this one has been a good one.
We appreciate you being here. We appreciate all of the support. Go check out Katina Washington's book, Becoming Whole. If you want a free copy, we have two free copies.
Two.
Okay? Email us at info@urbanx.nyc. Go to shopurbanx.com as well to take place in the 29 for 29. Get some of this good stuff.
Yes.
Get some of this good stuff. We still got black and ball stuff left.
Yeah, we still got some embossed. Yo, take advantage.
Take advantage.
Yeah, almost going with the embossed stuff. We might have your size or color, so take advantage.
People were talking about writing their own book because they were inspired by Katina. I have a free course on that.
You do have a free course on that.
Free course on that.
Absolutely free.
Absolutely free. Go to blackfamilybiz.com. Go check that out.
Yes, because everyone has a story to tell.
Everyone has a story to tell, okay? And with that being said, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe.
2 hour show.
Yeah, what's man. Going we will on see here? You guys tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll see you tomorrow for Phil Valentine.
Phil Valentine.
Yes.
And then, peace.
Peace.